Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, folks. We're now into the third and final hour. It has blasted past us, and we're joined in studio by Robert Galen Ross, Sr., author, researcher, engineer, and he's an industrial engineer, worked in the NSA, for the NSA, worked as an international consultant for oil companies, lived all over the world, from Iran to Canada to Mexico to Japan to the United States, obviously. And he's a fellow Texan. We're honored to have him with us. We've got a lot of calls backed up here. I want to try to get through some of the callers that have been holding the longest. Then we'll get into a host of other issues and get into the murder of JFK, RFK, and MLK and his book about that, the elite serial killers that we are also carrying. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Kansas City. Bill, thanks for holding here on the air.
God bless you, Alex.
Hello, Bill.
I'm very proud of you, especially for this program, because it reflects what I brought up last week about Revelation 3:9 and the Jews who are not Jews but say they are and they lie. It's great.
Well, there are a lot of people posing as this or posing as that. That's what criminals throughout history have done.
Well, let me bring up a couple things. Number one, Ephesians 6:12 says our fight is against spiritual wickedness in high places. And number two, if you look about terrorists or terror in the Bible, you'll find Romans 13:3 and 2 Corinthians 5:11. It says Christians are terrorists if you really take what they're saying. It's ridiculous. The globalists really want to eliminate God's word, Alex.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
Well, sure. Do we have time?
I've got a lot of callers. I mean, what's next, sir?
I sent you a book called Preparing for Eternity last summer. Did you ever read it?
No, I did see the book. I'm sent a lot of books. I do read some of them, but I get sent about probably 20 books a week. So.
Well, the other thing, the only last thing, is Romans 13 and the higher powers. It's not the government, Alex.
All right, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jeff in Ohio. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Alex. I was up at no other than Wright-Patterson Air Force Base yesterday, and picked up a magazine that they sold up there called World Magazine. And the premise of the story is that Tony Blair says the rules of the game are changing and that they're going to have to limit free speech because of these clerics in their country that are preaching hatred.
But then, I was over in England, they tried to limit my free speech, so it's everybody.
This is incredible, Alex. The information is... it's Omar Bakri, I guess is how you pronounce it. They talk about how he's preaching in the country. I'll just read a little bit here. Preaches poverty, to admonishing Muslims to stay away from kofar jobs and to live in dole. He and his family and one wife and seven children have received government welfare payments for over 18 years, living in a North London home reportedly worth over $350,000. Like many named in London's post-attack dragnet, he acquired British citizenship by first requesting asylum, which authorities granted in 85.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys are operatives. They straight up trouble.
Absolutely, he's an operative. And then they talk about how they want to get him out of the country. It's like, quit sending him checks, and he'll leave your country. You know. And then it goes on to say that he's tied into Richard Reed and to the 7-7 mastermind, and all these people attended his camps over in Afghanistan, and he's living right in London, well, receiving welfare.
Yeah, I mean, there are even better examples of this. We had Jim Lantis on, the chief counterterrorism expert at the FBI, now retired, and he said clearly that a SWAT was MI6 agent, that the British, it looked like, were involved in the attacks. I mean, that's not Alex Jones or Robert Galen Ross saying that. They control the radical Muslim Brotherhood. They financed it. They've been pushing it. It's been in Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post that Israel actually funds and creates fake al-Qaeda groups. Thanks for the call. I want to get your take on that, Robert Galen Ross, when we get back, because this is not our opinion. I mean, this is in the Israeli newspapers, and the British government does it too. Our government does it as well. Who do these attacks benefit? The government. So we'll discuss it all on the other side of this quick break. When we return, the websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Author, researcher, Robert Galen Ross joins us carrying two of his newest books, The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People, about the elite power structures, and then, of course, The Elite Serial Killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK. We carried both those books, just delivered today, just went up on the shopping cart today at InfoWars.com. I hope you'll go there and get them because they're both excellent. Robert, in the last segment that some folks probably weren't able to hear, some stations don't carry that first five-minute segment, which is fine, they carry news. We got into how the 7/7 bombings, which we really were the leaders on exposing, were a government inside job. Now polls in England show the majority believe that, but they caught the government running drills of the exact same targets being attacked at the exact same time, just like World Trade Center first bombing, just like Oklahoma City, just like 9/11. It's always the same MO. The government said in the Northwoods document they could use drills to cover up carrying out terror attacks against us and blaming it on Cuba. It's the same MO, so I want to ask you why they would have drills at the same time. We know the answer. It's a cover story, but and as a smokescreen, I want to get your take on it. And then the 7/7 bombings, but then we digressed and got off into Israel. It's been the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz. It's admitted that they found these al-Qaeda teams that were really young Palestinians that had been in custody in some cases 8-9 years, brainwashed, whatever. They would go out, led by Mossad and Shin Bet, carry out terror attacks, bombings, and then blame it on the Palestinians as a pretext every time there was about to be a peace deal. And I'm not saying there aren't Palestinians that want to kill people in Israel, and I'm not saying there's not real terrorists, but But the fire starters, the people that get the snowball rolling so many times, are Western intelligence agencies. So I want to get your take on the London bombings and then on the all the documents and news articles that have come out, admittedly. But again, it's back of the paper. The average person has missed it, with Israel carrying out terror attacks as well.
Yeah, when these things happen, we don't know whether it's the real terrorist or it could be CIA, direct CIA, or people hired by the CIA, or the Mossad. All these intelligence agencies work together, and they're really formed to inform the Rothschilds, and they just happen to be paid by the nation and where they're located. But every director of the CIA has been a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, and that laws of physics or laws of statistics won't allow that to happen as being a coincidence.
Well, over and over again, we go back in history. You know, the Rothschilds funded Hitler while funding the British at the same time. They openly play both ends. Then they come out ahead. They destroy entire regions, entire areas, and then get to come in and finance the rebuilding with fiat money they print out of nothing. The Rothschilds openly funded Napoleon and then claimed that Napoleon had won at the Battle of Waterloo. They had a fast skiff run across, a cutter run across, and then declare that one. And this is all public. This is mainstream history. Then the bank went under, then they were able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar just a few hours later. So they're masters at not just creating terrorists, but at funding people like Napoleon or Hitler. I mean, this is admitted.
Yeah, and they can't really do that unless they have absolute control of the intelligence of the world, so that they get the news and of what's really going on before anyone else, and they react financially to that. And they go out and create these events, and then they know the reaction, and so they can invest and make money. They, you'd think that after a while you'd get enough money, but by my analysis, the Rothschild family is worth somewhere between $400 and $700 trillion.
Well, the Russian chief economist, Dr. Tanya Karajnaya, said back in 2001, 2 months before 9/11, she said that the Death's Head Group, translated in English, the Skull and Bones Group, which is actually Global 322 in Connecticut, is just one chapter at Yale, that they had $300 trillion. And for people that don't understand these numbers, in the commodities market every day, there's tens of trillions of dollars globally. The Dallas Morning News reported with some of its economists 3 years ago that the real national debt was, they said, $45 trillion. Now it's at $70 trillion. You hear that it's $8.5 trillion, but that's what's owed right now. It's like I owe this month $1,000 on my house. But in the aggregate, the total expenditures that have been signed on to, the obligations, is now over $70+ trillion conservatively. And again, that's all. Explain fiat currency to people who don't understand fractional reserve banking, Robert Galen Ross.
Okay, fractional reserve banking is a bank can, let's say that they have, when a bank originally is formed, they have members of that bank come together and they put their money in a pot, and they can buy Federal Reserve rules. They can loan out 90% of that money. And so when someone comes in and they put, establish a savings account, and let's say that they put $100,000 into a savings account, the bank can immediately loan out 90% of that. And so they're really creating new money. And that's the fractional reserve theory. Now, there's another thing that they have is, they, as you say, they do create money out of thin air. It's not backed by gold or silver or anything of value, and it's only worth what people are willing to accept for it. And we'll get into it hopefully later, but that's the reason that both Lincoln and JFK were killed, because they both created money in competition with these international bankers.
Now, for those who don't understand, over the Rothschild castles, and I've had friends and family that have been there, I've been to some of their castles, they will put over the doors, "I care not who makes the laws, but who controls the money." And imagine if you, say, started a business, you paid off the politicians in 1913 to call it the Federal Reserve. It's as federal as Federal Express or, you know, Federal Lawn Service. It's not federal, openly, that's public. but it has governmental boards that, you know, most of them are appointed by the Federal Reserve itself, but you'll have the chairman appointed by the president for 10-year terms, but that's about as governmental as it gets. Then they direct and order the Treasury and the Treasury Secretary of how they're supposed to operate and what they're supposed to do. Imagine the power over decades and over generations, over 100 years, it'll be 100 years coming up in 2013, of having total control over a magic checkbook. That's how they can just buy up whatever they want, because they don't, quote, make money. They literally print it. They literally are able to buy up the world just out of fiat.
And there's another thing that the public needs to know is that they keep talking about we have a great economy, and their measure of a great economy is looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but they don't tell the fact that the Federal Reserve actually gets in and they manipulate the stock market to keep it up at a high level.
Well, that's the plunge protection team.
That's right, and this is by design. So you really can't tell whether it's something that is created by the international bankers or is a natural response.
Well, they also are masters at taking out losers out of the Standard & Poor's, out of which, of course, is the NASDAQ. They are masters at taking losers out of the Dow Jones.
Yeah, they'll take a loser out and bring in a winner, and so if you try to trace the or you try to chart the Dow Jones Industrial or the NASDAQ, you're really dealing with fiction because they manipulate all this. You can't deal with real facts.
Well, I mean, here's another example, and then we'll take a call or two and continue. Here's another example. When someone goes off the unemployment rolls, they're counted as employed. So they go, oh, record people went off unemployment rolls. Well, that's because they just haven't gotten a job. Or Bush has the Treasury start changing the numbers and saying that fast food restaurants are manufacturing. That happened 2 years ago. Or here's another example. We have the highest ratio of debt. We're now negative debt. In the country, the average is we're in debt, not whereas just 50 years ago, we had the greatest savings of any country, the private savings and corporate savings of any country in the world. We are now below. A few months ago, we hit even with 1933, the depth of the Depression. We are now past that and worse with economic numbers and the Great Depression for savings.
That's right. And the international bankers control the news media, and they tell you what they want you to know. And so they paint a picture of our economy being great and the conditions being great, and all the time it's crumbling under us, and it's all done by smoke and mirrors by these.
We also always heard that when we started going into receivership, when we became a debtor nation, which we now are, that they would start grabbing the lands, the national parks, the private property. Now the Supreme Court ruling mirrors that. And they're now ceding to the King of Spain through his company all over the nation. But right here in Texas, 8,000 miles of roads, they're saying to this foreign Spanish company, we're going to give you all the roads for a pittance, and then you can charge people $3 a gallon on average. That's the equivalent of the gas tax that will be turning all the major roads into toll roads. So right now we're going into the receivership.
Yeah, no question about it. The United States has been in bankruptcy for a number of years, but they won't make it public.
But they were just leveraging us deeper and deeper into the hole, and now they're starting to slam the trap door.
Yeah, George Bush, our president, has spent more money since he's been in office than all previous presidents put together going back to the first one. And I think he's already borrowed something like over $3 trillion since he's been in office. And they just think it's unlimited funds out there. They just create more money and borrow it from the Federal Reserve. And
who makes it out of nothing but then gets real assets out of it.
That's right.
We're going to break and come back and go to Matthew and Frank and Eddie in England and Mike in California and Ben and many others. I want to move quickly through your calls when we get back. And we need to spend some time on the elite serial killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK with Robert Galen Ross. We have, of course, links over to his website, materials up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, we are videotaping this interview, and it will be up on the website for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the next few weeks. And, of course, the Sully Costello interview will be going up next week on PrisonPlanet.tv for everyone as well. So be sure to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Get involved in it now. And you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download these interviews and burn them on disk and give them to people. Very effective way to wake folks up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented. Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take five calls. John in Ohio will be the last. When we're done with that, later in the next segment, we'll get right into the elite serial killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK with our guest, Robert Galen Ross. We've got to get back in here again. This 2 hours is just raged past us. We've got about 35 minutes, well, exactly 35 minutes left here. Let's quickly go to your calls. Let's talk to Matthew in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is a really fantastic show today, and I want to thank you for having your guest on and Mr. Ross for both having the courage to talk about these issues, because you're really getting us to the heart of the New World Order conspiracy here. I'd like to make a couple points. Critical issue about the Jewish religion is that it's not the religion of the Bible. The Babylonian Talmud is rabidly anti-Christian, teaches that non-Jews are subhumans and that the Jews are to dominate the world. And really, the Talmudic religion is ultimately Satanism, and it's kind of an ideological foundation of the New World Order conspiracy.
But see, we're not getting into the religious debate today. I mean, you're on the air. We're not censoring what you're saying. We discussed this off-air, such a big subject. It's more than an oversimplification of what you just said. Most Jews that I know who are practicing are following the Torah, which is what Christians follow, and it's the source of our laws, and it's good and wholesome and wonderful. You were right to say that the Khazarians, who were occultic, who were European, they're from north of Turkey. You are right to say that they adopted the occultic Zohar and the Talmud, and then have tried to force real Jews to adopt it. And they actually—that's why they funded Hitler and others to persecute Jews in Germany. And see, that's the thing that people never connect and never show. We're fighting Nazism because it's a creation of the New World Order. Robert Galen Ross, comment.
Yeah, there's no question that the Khazarian Jews have openly tried to eliminate a lot of the real Jews.
The Sephardi.
Yeah, the Sephardi Jews, and because they're standing in their way. They want to stick to the religious part of it, and where the Khazar Jews are trying to dominate the world, which is not part of their religion.
And again, they're not Jews.
That's right.
They're as European as it's really a big joke.
And these people don't assimilate into any community that they go into. They don't become part of the group. They maintain their religion as a state or. Rather than a religion.
Well, it's also very racist. I mean, you're not allowed in Israel, and it's this crew that's gotten this passed, let's say if you're German or you're Chinese, they even tell Chinese workers coming in, do not marry, do not date Jews. And a lot of Jews have complained about that because they're not racist. And they have a bunch of laws. You can't preach Christianity in Israel right now today or anything else. Now, how is that a free society if we're all talking about freedom here?
That's right. And, They refer to the non-Jews as goyim. That's the term they use, which is sort of cattle. And they purposely try to keep their part separate from the others so they don't intermingle and so they can maintain their purity. And in fact, the first person to be called Rothschild, in his will, he said that they must maintain the fortune within the family, and that they need to marry within the family. And the first two generations, 53% of the men married nieces or cousins.
Which then also adds to insanity. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in Brooklyn. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Very interesting. I wanted to mention that historically in Israel in the 1970s and 80s, specifically at Hebrew University in the archaeology and the anthropology departments, there was research coming out on the Khazar Jews. And what it did, in a sense, it was kept very quiet, with the exception of two books that were published by professors, because, in a sense, the vast majority of Israelis are descended from the Khazari Jews, or the Ashkenazi, as opposed to the Sephardic. And what's interesting about it is that between 660 and 700, the Khazars were a phallic-worshipping tribe, that it was their king who was losing control of the people and demanded that they follow a monotheistic religion. And he chose Judaism.
Yeah, we talked about that in the last hour.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. But it's very interesting that you brought this out. Regarding the most watched documentary in the history of Israel in 2004, it was the documentary regarding eradicating the ringworm in the 100,000 Moroccan Jews' children. And it really was very shocking. But it's amazing that the documentary hasn't been brought to the West yet. And
absolutely, sir. Thank you for the call. We'll take a few final calls and get into the murder of JFK, RFK, MLK. Yeah, we covered that last hour, too. Major Jewish publications in Israel, they are trying to kill the Sephardi.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
From my research, it's these Luciferian controllers. Doesn't matter if it's Albert Pike, the founder of the Klan, Confederate general allied with these people, or Adolf Hitler. It's just an evil crew of individuals. And the caller who must have tuned in this hour, missed the last hour, they told him, we're going to have a dentist appointment. We're going to go test you for ringworm, which is just a fungus. They took 110,000 Sephardi little children, ages 5 to 10, And as the caller said, most watched documentary in over there in Israel. I can't believe it was even on TV over there. And they killed them. Most of them died within a week, and a few hundred are alive today. And they don't have any hair. And even if they're women, they're totally brain damaged. And the U.S. government paid to do this. And of course, our government brought the Nazis over here, and that was the Ratline Project Paperclip. And I guess I'm bad. I mean, I'm evil for even trying to say it's wrong to kill Jewish children. Why? Why are they always wanting to kill Jews? And see, it's the perfect thing. If you're this devilish operation that wants to kill Jews and kill Christians and set up world government, well, you pose as that, and then you're able to just carry it out and do it. It's just amazing, and it's mind-boggling to some people, but it's the reality. Robert Galen Ross, we're going to take a few final calls and get into some other subjects, but you want to comment on that?
Yeah, you and I don't understand it because we don't think that way. But they have no problem at all of killing people, destroying nations, destroying economies, because it ends up giving them money in return, and they have no compulsion about doing that, and they don't care who suffers. Either are dead or have long life problems, and they're just evil people. That's the only term I can think of.
Well, in America, American children by the thousands were radiated. They tell a GI's wife, hey, bring your child number, give them an X-ray. They'd radiate them. They'd die a day later. That's been in Newsweek. They would tell a GI's wife, here's some vitamins, take these. And it'd be uranium pills. She'd have a violent miscarriage. They'd have doctors there taking notes what it did. I mean, this is a lot of governments doing this, and it just shows that they're totally bloodthirsty and totally wicked. So we don't run out of time. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go ahead, and we got to move really quick now. Eddie in England, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex and Robert. A couple quick things. I'll be as fast as I can or as fast as you will allow. I'm pretty up to date with the background of Rothschilds, Meyer Amschel, who started it, and the Rockefellers, the Ryfield people. But I can't find out if the Rockefellers are, well, they say they're from the Turk originally. Are they Ashkenazi? That's the first question to Robert. The second one is the Kennedy assassination. Am I right in believing, which I have always believed, that Kennedy more or less wrote his own suicide note when he said he was going to get rid of the CIA and the dollar was going to revert to the gold standard?
Okay, thank you for the call. Because we've got to hurry now, let me do this. We answered your first question in the last hour, so it'll be in the archives. Go listen to it. We can't cover the same ground twice. We just did that again with the killing the children over in Israel, the Sephardi. But getting into Kennedy, he did a bunch of things. He was abolishing the Federal Reserve, signing the executive order to go back on Lincoln Greenbacks, issued some of them. He had the troops turning around, 100-something thousand from Vietnam. He said he was going to tear the CIA up in 1,000 pieces. He gave a speech at a major university saying an evil group had taken control of America. He did a lot of things that made him mad, and Robert Galen Ross, comment on that for us.
Well, but the number one reason that he was killed is because he created silver certificates in direct competition with the Federal Reserve, something like $460 billion.
And he was going to. He'd already issued billions of Lincoln greenbacks. I own some of them.
Right.
$5 bills.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Federal Reserve. It says U.S. note.
And it's redeemable in silver at any bank.
It's got a red seal on it for those that haven't seen them. You can go to any coin shop. They'll have them.
Yeah. And when Johnson went into office, they tried their best to recall all that money that Kennedy had issued, but there's still lots of it out there. You could go to any coin shop and get your copy.
Yeah, when I go to a gun show, many times I buy them, then show them on TV, and then lose them or can't find them. I need to get a couple more of those. But yeah, I go to the gun show, a little coin dealer there, I'll have them.
Yeah.
They're usually about $14 a piece.
Right.
At least that's what I paid last time.
But the are you ready to get into the Kennedy killing?
Let's take three more calls quickly, and we'll do that. I know we're in a hurry here. Let's talk to Michael in California. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, quickly, there's a book out that was meant to discredit the book that Mr. Galen, Mr. Ross mentioned, and I appreciate you, Mr. Ross.
Well, thank you.
The book is called None Dare Call It Reason. Have you seen that book?
I have a book. I haven't read it. It's a sort of a takeoff of None Dare Call It Conspiracy, but
there's no new world order. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's happening. Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Who cares what those people say? We have the facts. We have the evidence. They're losing total credibility. The new world order is in deep trouble. I've said this broadcast now is like selling snow cones in hell.
Yeah.
I mean, people know the truth.
Well, I know a lot of people look to that, I don't know how many, but from what I can tell, several that I've run into, look to that book, None Dare Call It Reason.
We're just here plugging it, doing them a favor.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing, there's no truth to it, but people are looking to that saying, see, there's nothing to this other book, None Dare Call It Treason. But also I wanted to say that one of your callers mentioned a Bible passage, Luke 10, 19 and 20, tells us that we have power over the spirits. spirits are subject to us. And we can take the demonic powers behind these people down if we will join together and move out like we're supposed to be.
Okay, thank you for the call. I got to really hurry here. Let me just comment on what you just said earlier. You read Gary Allen's book written in 1971, and that was one of the books that was on my dad's bookshelf that I read when I was about 14 that really helped wake me up. Millions of copies of that little book went out there, and when you read that, everything he said was going to happened. He was going off their own documents. So Veritas, truth stands on its own. You read something written 30 years ago, or now 33, 34 years ago, you read it, everything he said happened exactly as he said it. EU, Pan-American Union, all these things they were going to do, the CFR, the globalists, it's just true. You can watch the CFR on C-SPAN admit it's world government. So, I mean, people who want to, you know, some professor wrote a book about me, bashing me, saying I'm a big liar, I mean, and goes on C-SPAN and attacks me. So what? I mean, people, it's baloney. We got to really hurry here. Let's go ahead and talk to Bertrand, I believe, in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. Thanks for having me on again. I'd like to say very quickly, you know, since, you know, I love you and I pray for you and, you know, I advertise for your websites and, you know, I promote your DVDs. You know, all the hours I've listened to you and all the rants I've listened to you, I was just wanting to know if you could do me a favor and let me have a 1 or 2 minute rant on your show without cutting me off.
Sure, you've been going for about 35 seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, first thing I'd like to say is I think we're being duped here. Yes, there is Zionism involved in this Luciferian conspiracy, but I believe from my research, okay, historically, we know that, or we can find out if we're willing to look, that the Protocols of Zion was a Jesuit invention, okay, during the 1260 years of papal tyranny. We've seen the eradication of three cultures, three distinct languages, 12 sects, including the Waldensians, who we owe all our freedom to, all our prosperity to, because these were the instigators of the Reformation, okay? And that I can give you, if you're going to give me time on your show, I can give you data and historical information that can prove that World War I, World War II were not only crusades against killing off Jewish people, but killing off the Protestant populations of Europe, just like the Inquisition, and also the French Revolution was a retaliation by the Jesuits onto the Vatican for Vatican suppressing the Jesuits. A pope was assassinated, he was poisoned, and as a result the Jesuits went into secrecy, they infiltrated the Masonic House of Rothschild, they made a pact with Rothschild. It is not the Zionists who control the Vatican, who control the Jesuits.
Okay, sir, that's 2 minutes, and you had about 35 before that, so that's over 2.5 minutes. I got to let you go. And you know, you were able to call in and say what you wanted to say. I'm not Catholic. I have a lot of Catholic friends. I have a lot of Jewish friends. I don't care what group you're part of. We're not even talking about Jews or Zionists here. We're talking about a group of Europeans in a trading post who got a lot of money and power and were able to finance some wars, who are at the highest levels of the New World Order. You've got the Germanic families. You've got them all teamed up together. They're all intermarried, and it's European. And actually, we have all the documents. I mean, there are major books written on this by scholarly, published by major publishers, admitting that the Zionists, there's one book called What the 51 Documents that was written by a Jewish publisher and Jewish writer, where it shows these Zionist documents where they were loving Hitler, funding him, wanting to get the Sephardic Jews killed, wanting to force all the Jews out of Europe to Israel. So we're trying to stop the murder of Jews. Certainly the Catholic Church is big and corrupt. Any big organization's corrupt. Pat Robertson's big and corrupt. Certainly it's involved in it. I mean, Ratzinger, the new Pope, Benedict II or whatever, he's out openly calling for a new world order and one world religion and saying it's all religions are one religion and Buddha's Jesus and Jesus is Buddha. I mean, it's total blasphemy if you're a Christian. So I'm not debating that with you. And, you know, we get off. I don't do a lot of shows about this is exactly who's in control of it. Everybody else just does endless shows about that. I'm about the toll roads, the tracking systems, what they're doing, how to fight it, how to resist it. So thank you for the call. Robert, you want to briefly comment on that?
Yeah, we need to remember that we have no control over what they're doing. They do what they want to, and they control the mass media, and they brainwash the public, and so you don't have any facts to go on. And what a lot of people think that if they see something on television or read it in a paper, it must be true. But they have controlled the major news media since about 1900.
Let's go ahead and take a final call, and we'll just be able to spend maybe 8-9 minutes or so on the JFK book, MLK, RFK book. We've got to cover that. I'll have to have you back for that for more time. John in Ohio, last caller, quickly, please.
Oh, so many subjects. Before I get to it, the reception has been terrible and gone on shortwave for the last few weeks.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
And also on the reasons for the Kennedy assassination, he was going to destroy the CIA, he was going to get out of Vietnam, and is moving towards normalizing relations with Cuba. On the Zionist issue, the Zionist, the Jewish scholar, Lenny Brenner, draws from an Army and State Department documents released that show that the Zionist movement in Germany collaborated with Hitler against the leftist-led anti-Nazi resistance.
No, I mean, that's all over Israeli papers, too. I mean, this is admitted fact. The average American just cannot believe it.
Yes, and they also helped Hitler exterminate 2 million Hungarian Jews.
Yeah, they didn't want them because they were Sephardi.
And they were also anti-Zionist. Most Jews were anti-Zionist at that time before.
Well, 60% of Israel's against the current policies.
Right, and I would also mention that in this attempt to incite the anti-Muslim hysteria to justify an attack on Iran. I was reading on WSWS.org.
Look, those cartoons are totally staged. That's an admitted psyop now. And so is Bush's thing yesterday. Imagine showing video of space aliens blowing a building up and saying, see, they're going to get us. I mean, that's how crazy it's gotten.
Playing us like a violin. It's amazing how people could fall for this when that paper that's spearheading much of this kind of...
It's a neocon paper, yeah, it's a neocon paper.
And Daniel Pipes is one of their mentors, the guy that's trying to provoke this war with all the Middle Eastern countries and promote this idea of a clash of civilizations.
I hear you. You got to finish up. Anything else?
That'll do for now. Thank you.
So do you agree with what Robert Galen Ross has been saying?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to hear it until I just called now. But
well, that's too bad, John. I appreciate your call. Got to get an AM or FM affiliate in the area of Ohio you're in. We've got, I think, 3 affiliates in Ohio, so too bad you can't hear us on one of those fine stations. Or we may even have one in your area, you're just not aware of it. Well, I tell you, we got about 4 minutes before break, and then we got 5 minutes after that. I'm sorry to all the other callers. No more time to get into it. Tell us about your book that we're now carrying, RFK, JFK, MLK, Elite Serial Killers. Tell us about that, Robert.
Okay, JFK was not killed by Lee Harvey Oswald. Bobby was not killed by Sirhan Sirhan, and James Earl Ray did not kill Martin Luther King Jr. And in the book, I tell you exactly who killed him. I tell about the organization that was behind it all. The FBI was directly involved in it. J. Edgar Hoover was right in the middle of it. Lyndon Johnson was right in the middle of it. And I give all the details on name names and places and give all the facts. And
by the way, we've had the current White House Press Secretary's father, Barr McClellan, on saying everything you say. He was LBJ's lawyer and said LBJ talked about killing him. And then years ago with you in studio, we had Madeleine Duncan Brown, his admitted mistress, there admitting that he bragged to her how he was going to kill Kennedy, and then at the Driscoll he bragged to her how he did kill Kennedy. Of course, he was just the minion involved in it, but the comments on that.
Yeah, Madeleine Brown was Johnson's mistress for 21 years, gave birth to his only known son, and she was a longtime friend of mine. Every time I go to Dallas, we'd have lunch or dinner together, and she would talk about the assassinations. And finally one day she said, I think it's now time to get all the truth out. And we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but now I want to tell you all of it. And then she later agreed to do that on television, on my video. And so I've got a 2-hour video of Madeleine telling about a secret meeting the night before JFK was killed at Clint Merton's home in North Dallas, and she named all of the attendees, and I've interviewed six other people that were there that confirmed everything she said, and so those that say Madeline was not true.
Well, people also say that something this big couldn't be hidden. It isn't. I mean, LBJ's lawyer's gone public.
Right. So I go into great detail in the book about the JFK killing, the Bobby Kennedy killing, and Martin Luther King. And
why did they kill King?
They killed King because he was talking about the how bad it was to be in Vietnam. In fact, he had planned a trip to Vietnam to talk to the black soldiers, to ask them to lay down their weapons. He was also trying to get civil rights for the blacks at the time.
And by the way, I would add, you're good friends with Cynthia McKinney. You go up there and visit her and have dinner with her and stuff.
Yeah, I've met with Cynthia a number of times. She's just a very dear friend of mine, and one of the very few people in Washington that will talk about the truth.
She exposed the government white kidnapping rings.
Yep.
So I appreciate her standing up against white slavery.
Yeah, she's just a lovely person and is dedicated to what she's doing.
Stay there. We'll come back and finish up talking about the book.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government's terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, time flies when you're exposing the NWO. I want to thank all the callers, all the affiliates, the great folks at the network, my producers down here, the whole team, the webmasters. A lot of big stories breaking every day on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure and check them out. If you want to get the elite, don't dare let us tell the people about the, who the global elitists are and what they're doing and what their plans are. We're carrying it at InfoWars.com. You can order it via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore shopping cart. Or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And this video interview will be up on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's not just the local TV show now that's on PrisonPlanet.tv every week. It's also these interviews, sometimes two a week on average. We're always getting one in a week here in studio. A lot of great guests. So be sure to get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. And, of course, link through at InfoWars.com to check out all of Robert Galen Ross's information, his bio, and a lot more. We got about 4 minutes left. Get as much as you can into the assassinations, because we've got this down pat. I mean, this is certified, verified, documented. It's ridiculous how much evidence there is, Robert.
Well, and people say, well, how do you know all this stuff? Well, I've been blessed with the ability to find people that know the facts. In fact, in James Earl Ray's case, I was one of the last ones to interview him before he died in Nashville prison. And I was with him for over an hour, he and his brother James. And he confirmed everything that I suspected all along. And then I've had many discussions with Madeleine Brown about the JFK killing. And I've also had...
Yeah, let's get into Bobby a little bit.
Right, Bobby Kennedy was a case of the Manchurian candidate. You can't get any more Manchurian than that. And Sirhan was actually drugged by a lady in a polka dot dress. There are a number of witnesses saw her sharing coffee with Sirhan. And to this day, he cannot remember about an hour and a half or 2 hours of his life right at the time of the killing. But he did not kill Bobby Kennedy.
Well, the witnesses said it was other people, and other people were even shot, and bullets were flying into everything. I mean,
there's something like 17 bullets fired within about a 3 or 4 minute period of time. And Sirhan only had an 8-shot pistol. Well, there happened to be a fellow right behind him that had a 9-shot pistol, and they both of them fired all their ammunition. And the Thomas Noguchi coroner's report verifies the fact that all the shots that hit Bobby, and there were 4 shots that hit Bobby. One went through the pad on his jacket on the right shoulder. It didn't break the skin. The next one was under his armpit and came out right at his throat in the front. The next shot was in about 4 to 6 inches below his neckline and his vertebrae in the back. And the last shot was an inch behind his right ear, and the muzzle of the gun was an inch from his head when it was fired. And this is all in the Thomas Noguchi coroner's report. And I include that report in my book. I have a certified copy of that report.
We're out of time. Robert Galen Ross, we're going to have you back in here in studio in the next few months to just do 2 hours just on assassinations. We had you on a few years ago about that, and so much more has come out now. Maybe we can get you on with Barr McClellan via the telephone. He lives, he's got a couple homes, but Houston and Austin. We maybe need to get him in studio, father of the White House press secretary, saying basically everything you're saying. We're out of time, though, and I hope you enjoyed joining us.
It's been a real pleasure, and we hope we do it again.
You bet. Folks, I hope you visit InfoWars.com. I hope you get both of his newest books. You really need to have this new one, The Elite Dare Not Let Us Tell the People, and then Elite Serial Killers, The Murderers of JFK, RFK, and MLK. We'll be back on Monday, and back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.